Maganda ka pun. I have to start my loudspeaker. Maganda ka pun. Otto somebody doesn't know Tagalog. Good afternoon. They are from Sri Lanka. Newly recruit force for Heavenly Mother. So, the topic you asked me to talk about Mary and Jesus as the center of our life. All of us a different background, from different background. I think from Sri Lanka, are you Catholic before? Or through many centuries, many generations. The Filipino also, no? For many generations, you are Catholic, right? For me, it's another thing. For me, absolutely new Christianity. Just to make a long story short, as you know, most of the Chinese families coming from the Buddhism background, no exception, myself, is from a Buddhist background. That means my father, my parents, I mean your mother, you know, they go to temple. They have a good church. But things is changing when time is changed. I was born during the Second World War, before you were born, right? Of course. And that moment, I lost everything. My father died, his pieces gone. So when I grew up, at the age of 5, because my father died at 8, when I was 5 years old. So practically, I don't have any background for even Buddhists. For example, during the war time, no Buddhist practice. So right after the war, I was living in Mongkok, the place where they have the demonstration. Mongkok. Of course, not on in Nathan Road. Back a little, some small road inside. I don't know whether you know that's a church. It's run by the Anglican. It's called All Saints Church. And they have a school also, a primary school and a secondary school. My house was just next to the school. Since they are Anglican, they are practicing Anglican, so every morning, all the students sing loudly, praise the Lord, of course in Chinese. So one day, by curiosity, I asked my mother, what are they doing there? As a Buddhist, my mother, she told me clearly, these people believe in Jesus Christ who died for all on the cross. This is my first impression at the age of 5 or 6. My mother gave me the catechism without knowing anything. She herself neither. But she knew the essence of her belief. Christ, the one who died on the cross, for all humanity, that's my first knowledge of Jesus. Funny, with that kind of concept, I have a kind of close relationship with this Jesus that I never know. But look, that Jesus, wonderful, he died for us. Unfortunately, I was trying to go to the school that next to my house, but run by Anglican. They don't accept me, underqualified. So, my parents, my mother, put me to another school, a little bit farther away. But it's run by the Baptists. So you might wonder how I become a Catholic. That's very interesting. Since with the Anglican, I got to know Jesus just weekly, that this Jesus is the one who died for all of us. So even I enter in the Baptist school, preaching school, it's run by Baptists. So I consider myself a Christian without being baptized. So I join the association. So every week after school, we are gathering with the gospel. For 3 years, I studied it for 3 years. And every year, the teachers asked all of us, those who were not baptized, would you like to be baptized? Give me your name. So, every year, I gave my name to the teacher. But perhaps my paper too small, or perhaps the written things can't read. So for 3 years, the teacher never asked me, would you like to come for baptism? Nobody. And I'm so peaceful. I didn't ask why. Stupid, huh? I never asked why. Okay, no, I don't care. On the fourth year, I thanked to the Catholic nuns. By that time, my mother was in the hospital, St. Teresa Hospital, you know where? It's in Kowloon City. They're run by the Sister of St. Paul. St. Paul de Chartres. The first time over there in the hospital, I met the Christian nuns. And the parish priest at that time was Italian. So this is my first contact with the Catholic Church, that I never know about Christianity, only yearning for being baptized in the Baptist school. So that priest asked me, do you want to become a Catholic, being baptized? Within myself, I say, I asked for 3 years and no answer. And this priest, would you like to become a Catholic? Of course, I say, of course. For me, I have no distinction between Catholic Jesus or Baptist Jesus or Anglican Jesus. Jesus for me is always the same. I have no choice. So I followed that priest, his invitation, and I learned catechism. After 1 year, I was baptized on the 8th of September, 1953. Do you know what day is that? 8th of September.
Yes.
What? What's that? Yes, the birthday of our Heavenly Mother. Now, things come in. You know, by that time, a baptism is not that as today. All center in the Easter time and all groups. By that time, every moment, Feast of Our Lady or Feast of Jesus, baptism. There are many groups. So they chose that day for my baptism. With a group being baptized. And right after baptism at the bed of the church, the parish priest asked each one of us, after I've been baptized, go to the altar and say one Hail Mary. You know St. Teresa Church, you know, who have been over there? St. Teresa Church, do you know that church? Ever been inside? No. Yeah. On the right hand side, that's the altar for Our Lady of Fatima. But As a young guy, I was asking why I have to go to that altar and to say the one Hail Mary before this Hail Mary, this Mary. It's a question, who is she? Now you can understand how much I learned from the catechism class. I wondered, who is this Mary? But anyway, as my character, I never asked. I'm asking now, but by that time I didn't ask, but just inside myself, how come I baptized already belong to Jesus? Am I have to go to the altar and see the Hail Mary? This is my first contact with our Heavenly Mother right after baptism. It's wonderful. I know that when Jesus is inviting the disciples to follow him, usually he asks the disciples or the apostles first talk with Mary. She was the secretary of Jesus before Jesus inviting the apostles, the disciples to follow him. So I really privileged, right after my baptism, I was asked to kneel down at the altar of Fatima and say my Hail Mary without any understanding of the relationship of Heavenly Mother. This is my first grace without knowing it, but I think it's an invitation. Eventually, I entered Catholic school and I got my vocation to become a priest. At the age of 16, I entered the minor seminary of Hong Kong. Before I entered the seminary, I entered one retreat in the parish. This is another experience of Mary. The priest who shared his experience. Usually before, all the priests are working, the Chinese priests are working also part of China, because the province is big. Hong Kong diocese is not only Hong Kong Island and Kowloon Peninsula, also some part of China. So that priest was working in China and he shared one of his earliest experience. He said, one day when I was sent to that parish, I wonder why everywhere it smells so bad. He thought the servants didn't work well, didn't clean the thing well, so bad smell everywhere. Not only in his house, even when he stayed Mass, bad smell. He went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you are quite normal, but the smell is still there. After a couple of months, the parishioners, they have more faith. They said to him, Father, why don't you make a novena to our Heavenly Mother to cure you? And that priest followed the advice of the parishioners. Even the priest, sometimes we have lack of faith. Parishioners are more strong in faith. So he tried, he did his novena towards our Heavenly Mother. And then after on the end of that novena, suddenly something coming out from his nose, a black object out from his nose. From that time on, everything is clean, good smell. So with this dark object, because he had a novena for Heavenly Mother, that entered my brain. So I said, wonderful, this woman, powerful, can cure even something physical. And that's how, this is my faith in our Heavenly Mother. Not because I have a strong faith that I believe everything. No, because of this, the winner of that priest, of that little miracle, all my life I already remember. I used to forget things, but not these things. Can you imagine? My relationship with a Heavenly Mother, that's a simple faith. Because I'm asked to say the prayer, because I saw that priest have a miracle, so forever I have this kind of trust in Heavenly Mother. So make a long story short, afterwards I was sent to Rome to study theology. By that time, on no occasion, I went to Lourdes as volunteer to help the pilgrims in Lourdes, in France. As you know, when you work in a holy shrine of a lady, you spend quite some time, not all the time, quite some time before the grotto of a lady of Lourdes. So, I pray. By that time, I didn't ask what exactly I would like to have. I just tell Heavenly Mother, whatever the best you give to me. Because by that time, I was in the third year of theology. And that time is right after the Vatican Council. Many of our professors left the church. Many priests married. So we are affected. Even our many classmates left the seminary. They say, we have to make a new experience before we come back for priesthood. So in my mind, I was asking, should I make the experience before I come back to the seminary? You can imagine. That's why I asked the Heavenly Mother what I should. I can ask Mary, if I have no vocation, just go out. Thank you. I didn't ask to go out or go in, sit down or sit in, or sit where. I didn't ask. I said, please, what's the best you give to me? This is my simple faith towards Our Lady of Lourdes. After 6 months, this prayer before the grotto, in front of the grotto of a mother of Lourdes, things realized. I found the best solution. I stay in the seminary, but before finishing the 4th year theology, I will stay with some groups that can make me grow more strongly in my spiritual life. And that's how I was saved. Because through the intercession of Heavenly Mother, I had the courage to stay 1 year, not out of the seminary. In a certain sense, I left the seminary, but for another religious group to deepen my knowledge of my faith towards my religion. And that's the answer of Heavenly Mother. So, still make a story still short. Ever since, I always trust a Heavenly Mother. Although, I do not say the rosary every day, eh? I try to, but you know, as a young man, an excuse, I have no rosary beads. But always, I know it's wonderful. So, Jesus knows that I'm not that stick to prayer life. I prefer more outward things than inward things. As you know, I was sent to Canada to work over there for 6 years. And over there, my life changed a little bit. Because over there, I met a woman, a young woman, by your age, 30-something, 40. That's 10 years ago, maybe. Now she's 50, maybe. But by that time, when I know her, 30s, 40, I don't exactly her age. She had stigmata, the 5 wounds in the hand, feet, side, head. Let me say, she's a very prayerful woman. Originally, she is a Catholic. She's from the Jewish background. She was orphan, born in the United States, and studied in Canada. He studied nursing. By the time he was working in Canada, she was baptized in the Catholic faith. But she always thinking that short period of knowledge of the Catholic faith is not enough, to know Jesus is not enough, because usually 6 months they can be baptized, no? In North America, in Europe, no? Only Hong Kong, it takes 1.5 years, but usually it takes 6 months is good enough. But she said to herself, not enough, I want to know Jesus, this better Jesus. Jesus heard her prayer. But the devil also can listen to the prayer and disturb her. Push her when she was working, so people thought that she was insane. Even at night, moving her bed, that she got to sleep. So then she asked the parish priest, what I can do? Devil is attacking her. So the parish priest said, why don't you rest at night in the church? So the church was open to her. So you can understand the devil will not come closer to her, because that is the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, the presence of Jesus. From over there, she started her prayerful life. Of course, she went to church not only to sleep, but also to pray. Start for that moment, Jesus appeared to her and eventually gave her these gifts of 7 wounds or 5 wounds. That should be a person praying for other people. So, by the time I was sent to Canada, I have a chance to meet her. The first time I met her, it was on a Good Friday. She had all the wounds. When I say goodbye to her, holding her hands, the blood is still there, already closed, already stopped. Because usually she had bleeding from 12 noon to 3 o'clock. So when I say goodbye, it struck me. I know that Jesus is teaching me, man of little faith, myself. When I touch her hand, can see the holes in her hand. Jesus, in other words, take me as another Thomas. You know, Thomas, when people telling him that we saw Jesus resurrected, and he said, no way unless I touch his wounds. And you know that afterwards Jesus came, appeared to them. Thomas, come. Of course, Thomas did come. Touch my wounds. I don't think Thomas would touch the wounds because, you know. So then Jesus said, blessed are those who do not see and believe. And I, Jesus gave me also to see in order to believe better. So I thank Jesus. He's given me this gift. Last, before I came back to Hong Kong, this woman, she's younger than myself, eh? But she's more holier. She's more mature than myself, eh? You can understand. Eh? She told me, Peter, next time when you come, write a letter to Jesus. Because at night, usually he spends most of his time prayer for people. He is a victim soul of all her sickness for the people in need. At times, Jesus also appeared to her. Or some other time, Mary appeared to her. So that day, Lillian Barnes, that's her name. Next time you come, send a letter, write a letter to Jesus. She's living in, but close to Toronto. I work in the center of Toronto. But she lived in Niagara on the lake, the waterfall, not the famous waterfall. That's where she lived nearby. You know, I usually sharp memory. I forgot. So the next time when we met her, she asked me, where's the letter? I said, what? What letter? So, just impromptu, just get a paper, just write a few words, without any kind of respect to Jesus, just I gave to her. After 3 months, it was on the first day afternoon, Jesus appeared to her at 3 o'clock and asking her to give me the answer that I've written to Jesus. From the word of Jesus, I feel myself ashamed. I just take it easy. But all the response from Jesus is so in love. Say, my dear son, that's her calling me, my dear son, my son of faith. I don't have much faith. My son, I don't consider him much, but he kind of got my dear. All these words with love. I didn't show any love for Jesus. Even though I don't share my love, he shared with me in all the letters coming to me. One thing he asked me, Jesus invites me. Because I'm asking, by that time I was still working in Toronto, I would like that my community be a community of community, of family, one family. Then what Jesus says, good, stay with me 1 hour per day before the Blessed Sacrament. And I will look after your church. That was more than 10 years ago. Jesus said, if you're faithful to my calling, you will receive the grace from me. So this is how Jesus pushed me towards prayer life. That this is not my character. I seldom stay more than one 15 minutes before the Blessed Sacrament. I feel so tired, so annoyed. But our teacher said, 1 hour. Every day. No exception. So you can imagine. Sometimes I find myself, of course I want to serve Jesus, serve the Lord, otherwise I won't be a priest. But even serving, not necessary, with so much heart. Sometimes only, not by job, but still, but with that kind of faith, that kind of love, that kind of interior emotion towards this. And that's my final conclusion. You can imagine, our Heavenly Mother is always inviting us to come to Jesus. And I know that whatever happened, that I have this experience with Jesus, is because Mary is praying for me. I pray before the grotto of Lourdes, what are the best you give it to me? And after years and years, our Heavenly Mother is always promising. On the cross, Jesus said, this is your son, this is your mother. Mary is faithful towards the word of Jesus. He took us as her children, each one of us, no exception. Whatever we ask is heard by Heavenly Father. One little thing, when I was reading a book on the life of Mary, when she was still young, kind of five, six years old, I mean, is intelligent, very intelligent. She's younger than age, but she's mature. One day, her mother, Anna, asked Mary, his little daughter, did you pray enough? Because for the Jews, they pray the Psalms, no? She said, to pray that kind of prayer, I have enough. But after that, I talk to God. She doesn't stop because I finish my prayer and go away. Or I finish my rosary, bye-bye. Or like the Legion of Mary, they say the chaplain of the Legion prayer, goodbye, God bless you. No, say, after I finish, I continue to talk to God. And this is how we have to learn. Not because we finish prayer, or today we finish, okay, we say the prayer, okay, everybody can sit, stand, and then all say, okay, I finish my job, I finish. No. It's always prayer, a spirit. This is how I learn from my Heavenly Mother. So I hope that today you all start the good day with the rosary, good month, run of the rosary month of October, so let us always entrust our need, whatever, we pray to her as our mother. Thank you.